summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Arup. We saw the Bank Negara Malaysia cutting the interest rate by about 25 bips. What do you see were the core triggers resulting in this decision?
Well, you know, we've been expecting rates to go down for a while. I mean, growth has been faltering and inflation's coming off. And if you look at the rest of the region, everybody's pretty much been cutting. Bank Negara had held firm, I think, largely because they were worried about the external environment, which is that there were events coming up like Brexit, and there was the possibility that the Fed would be raising rates, and they didn't want to probably expose themselves. Now, what has happened recently is that right now, if you look at the markets, the Fed funds futures markets, it's pretty much not looking for the Fed to raise rates for the foreseeable future, even going 1 year out. That's one. The second thing is that they looked at Brexit and realized that, well, they are being able to deal with the volatility that came from it. So then you come back to looking at your fundamentals in the economy, and they decided that it's time to move, especially given that the global economy seems to be looking to be a lot softer than what we had thought it would be, say, towards the beginning of the year. It's a good move and welcome.
Do you think that global bond yields have anything to do with being a trigger in terms of resulting this decision?
Possibly. I don't know. But if you look at global bond yields right now, U.S. 10-year long-term bond yields are, down 1.36, 1.4%, somewhere around that. In Germany and Japan, they're negative. So if you actually just take the message, and this is not really some of it is a flight to quality, but a lot of it is not, because risk assets are rallying. Equities have rallied. If you look at corporate bond spreads versus treasuries, they aren't doing too badly. So a lot of it, it isn't just a flight to quality. It's just that they are signaling that the global economy could be a lot softer than you think. So, but possibly, I can't tell you if that's what caused it. Possibly they were looking at that. But I think definitely if you see the statement that came out, they are concerned about how the global economy is doing.
Were you expecting this cut to happen so soon after a new governor has been put in place?
That would be second-guessing the governor. But I think if you just look at the fundamentals, a rate cut was called for. But, for us sitting on the outside, sometimes it's very hard to get the exact meeting in which they'd go. But we had been expecting rates to go down for a while. So it's credit to the new governor. He's taken charge.
Now, we know that the growth numbers have been undershot, at least for the first quarter. And you were mentioning that this will perhaps boost growth going forward. Do you think that more cuts will be expected to prop up growth in the future?
I think nobody really cuts once and stops. So you'd hope that it's probably the start of some sort of cutting cycle. If you look at Indonesia, they've cut four times and they have higher growth than Malaysia. They have higher inflation. They have a current account deficit, which makes the rupiah much more vulnerable to global shocks, etc., etc. So I think there is the slowdown globally has been going on for many years, and there's a clear need for stimulus. And if you now look, it's now getting there, right? And everybody around the region, in Singapore's moved to neutral, Korea's cut, Taiwan's cut, China's cut, India's cut, Indonesia's cut. Bank Negara has actually been one of the later ones. So I think there's more to come.
You were mentioning on inflationary expectations arising from the GST implementation was not as great as expected. Do you think this will go on, or perhaps this will boost up the inflationary pressures right now in the market?
No, I think I think inflation is not a concern at all. I mean, if you think of what inflation is likely to be, somewhere between 2 to 3%, closer to 2, I think. It's not a concern at all. I think the main concern right now is growth globally, how to revive it. So I wouldn't worry too much about inflation right now.
Now, with the global volatility expected to continue, do you think that the slowdown in China will have more pressure on the Bank Negara to actually cut rates even further than expected?
Well, the slowdown in China, I think, is pretty much getting into people's... I mean, if you take the really big worries about China, would there be a hard landing? I think that has faded for some time now. The other big worry was that there could be a massive depreciation of the renminbi. That too has sort of faded. So China, in a sense, in the market's expectations, yeah, there are issues of debt, the issues of excess capacity, etc. But it's sort of a slow, moderate grind down, moderation, going from some 10% growth for 30 years down to a number that's maybe closer to 5%. So that's what's going on in China. So I think China is now pretty much getting, unless something really, you know, unexpected happens in terms of things, I think China is playing a largely benign but negative role on the region's fortunes right now.
Do you think this will have any impact on the ringgit and perhaps investor sentiment in the country?
I think if you look at what's been happening over the last 2-3 months, I mean, there's been some outflow taking place on the stock market, but the bond market's been receiving money. So I expect more inflows to come into the bond market, which tells me that it's more an asset allocation thing rather than a confidence issue. The ringgit has been okay for a while. It had periods that it was down, but it's been okay for a while and it's strengthened. I think the single biggest driver, I mean, there are many factors that drive the ringgit, but the single most important driver of the ringgit is the price of oil. And if that stays somewhat stable or near these values, so should the ringgit. There is nothing intrinsically that would drive the ringgit lower at this stage, unless oil prices go.
With these expectations coming in, we would expect banks to lower their lending rates going forward. How soon do you think banks will react to this news?
Soon. I mean that's the purpose behind it, is to reduce the cost of funds. So I would maybe not to the same extent, but they should react somewhat reasonably soon. Yeah.
Now, do you think that saving rates will also go down in tandem with this?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's been a funny time, and savings are, I mean, the much more sensitive to what happens with income rather than what happens with interest rates. I don't think 25 basis points is really going to have much of an impact on the savings rate right now. I mean, you've had a situation for, if you take it globally, where, you know, interest rates have come down so much, but savings rates haven't really responded in the same way. It's much more sensitive to what happens with their incomes rather than what happens to the price of savings or the benefit of savings.
You were mentioning just now that Indonesia cut rates about 4 times. Do you think we will see the same quantum? What is the new trading floor that you would expect coming in from these cut of rates that Bank Negara will now soon implement?
Well, two things about Indonesia. Firstly, their initial starting position on rates was much, much higher. They are now down to, I think, 6.25 on the, or 650 on the BI rate. And so they've come down 100 basis points. So we're at 750 to begin with, while Bank Negara's policy rate was 3.25%. So big gap there. The second thing is that the decline in inflation in Indonesia has been much quicker and greater. So again, so different stories, except for the fact that they have faced the same sort of external pressure from commodity prices, etc. So the flow here is almost impossible to tell. It really depends on how things pan out. But I'd repeat what I said, which is that you don't do one rate cut. You typically have a plan, and then it's data dependent. So we are expecting that you will get at least one or maybe two more rate cuts this year, and then let's see how the data play out.
Thank you. That was Arup Raha, Chief Economist at CIMB Research, calling in from Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.